Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The second baseman, Hal Lanier. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Jim Ray Hart. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hazu Alou. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Haller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ron Herbel. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Ron Herbel. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting second. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting third. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Phil Galliano. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Kurt Simmons. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Kurt Simmons. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCarver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a line drive towards short. Groat catches it and throws to first to double up Keene. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Brock reaches second base with a double. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Haller and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Brock scores. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Herbel covering, for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Galliano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galliano hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Alou. Galliano reaches second base with a double. White moves to third. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is walked intentionally. Kurt Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons strikes out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 1 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops it up and throws to first, with Simmons covering, for the out. Two outs. Ron Herbel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Galliano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Brock strikes out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lanier reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keene strikes out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 1 in the game. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Simmons fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 1 in the game. Hart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mays moves to second. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boyer strikes out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galliano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Galliano takes first base on ball 4. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier misplays the ball. That's an error on Lanier. Galliano moves to second. Kurt Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops it up and throws to first, with Simmons covering, for the out. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagan hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 1 in the game. Haller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 2 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0 for 2 in the game. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ron Herbel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbel is 0 for 1 in the game. Herbel strikes out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 2 in the game. Lanier hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mays hits a line drive into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Francona moves to third. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Francona scores. Boyer moves to third. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galliano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Galliano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Boyer scores. White moves to second. It's 3-0, Cardinals. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbel throws to second for 1, back to first for 2, and over to home to catch White, who tried to score from second. That's a triple play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Simmons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-2 in the game. Alou hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brock. Alou reaches second base with a double. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCovey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Galeano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda pinch hits for Jose Pagan. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Giants nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jim Davenport now playing shortstop. Kurt Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons strikes out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-3 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Brock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Hyatt pinch hits for Tom Haller. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt strikes out. One out. Cap Peterson pinch hits for Ron Herbel. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Giants nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ed Bailey now catching. Bobby Bolin now pitching. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-3 in the game. Grote strikes out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Boyer takes first base on ball 4. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mike Shannon now playing right field. Julian Javier now playing second base. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lanier hits a fly ball into right field. Shannon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mays hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Cardinals. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hart hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Alou hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 3, and San Francisco Giants, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.